Tom Ridge is busy hiring his staff for the new Office of Homeland Security. Yesterday, Ridge announced Richard Clark, a former chief of counterterrorism at the White House, would fill the newly created position of Special Advisor for Cyberspace Security. There, he'll lead efforts to safeguard the nation's computer networks from viruses and other forms of electronic sabotage. Clark faces the challenge of protecting a domain where the government isn't really in charge. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Government research helped give birth to the Internet, but the worldwide network has grown to adulthood now and is tough to corral, even for the most noble purposes. John Koskinen knows this. He was in charge of the effort to prepare the nation's computer networks for the apparent threat of a year 2000 computer collapse.
As I used to say, I spent 90% of my time talking to people who didn't have to listen to me. And I think the way we got around the problem of TERFs and fiefdoms was that we put together working groups of those who already were trying to solve the problem and some who needed to be headed in that direction.
Because many critical computer networks are in private hands, Koskinen knew he had to tread carefully. He wouldn't get very far if he tried to order some of the nation's largest corporations to comb through their computer code for software that would fail when 1999 became the year 2000. Koskinen says people from the private sector went along when they saw a Y2K collapse threaten the bottom line. The same may hold true for security. Michael Vadas recently left his job as chief of the National Infrastructure Protection Center, which tries to raise the alarm about the danger of computer viruses and other threats.
Well, industry naturally responds to market demand. And until recently, the market wasn't concerned with security. I think that's beginning to change.
Vadas says the new cybersecurity chief may want to start out by working with industry on developing safer software products. Many security analysts say the reason why it's so easy to launch computer viruses or other attacks is that software is built with convenience, not security, in mind. As a result, information technology workers spend their days patching security holes. Virus writers spend their time devising new ways to attack.
So I think we need to step back and see if there's a way to fundamentally design the way software is made and the way the Internet is structured so that we can have security embedded from the foundation up.
But it may not be easy to persuade businesses to build software that resists attack in the middle of an economic slump. And the challenge gets even greater when you consider that the security threat could go on indefinitely, according to former Y2K czar John Koskinen.
We had one advantage at Y2K, and that is we had a deadline when everybody knew we either were going to make it or not. He's dealing with a threat that's much more complicated and difficult to understand, so there is no end to his project.
The threat of a potential computer crash might pale next to last month's attacks, but Internet security specialists say that next time, terrorists will turn their energies toward computers or anything else that's left unprotected. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.